Blog Talk Radio.
Women's Wednesday, which is the most perfect day of the week for the diva. It is February 2nd, 2011. On tonight's topic, we're going to be going in hard, ladies. Our topic tonight is he a man or is he a child? We're talking about that man-child tonight. So y'all call us up. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can check in with us live at the live chat. All you have to do is go into the chat room. All you chittity chatters, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent and come on into my chat room. I got the beach in there. I got love all in the sand, so we definitely getting it in. And if you didn't catch that, just follow me on Twitter. I know some of you be all extra. Just follow me on Twitter at Diva Mary Kay, and you can see the link right there on my timeline. And for all those who truly love me, just go to my Facebook page and just click on the queen. So we're going to get into it tonight. We're talking about that topic. Is he a man or is he a child? And also, are you giving support of stupidity? So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let's not forget that hot mess news we're going to get into. I got not one, but two doses of hot mess news for you. We're going to go ahead and get into it because I see the hotline is lighting up. And big shout-out, roll call. Shout-out to the 201, the 973, the 626, the 253, and the 217. My co-host is going to be coming real soon. So let's go ahead and open the lines up. The 201-349, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from? 201-349, can you hear me?
201-349, that's you?
She don't recognize my number?
Wow.
Avenue, it's me.
What's up, Pooh? What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hold on, I got two boys listening. Hold on, man. You don't have to. Ebony.
I'm live on my show. I'm not going to play with you new niggas. What's up?
Who are you talking to?
I love you. What's going on?
I got people listening to your show. Don't be acting like that, man.
Fantastic. You listening in, so y'all go ahead and comment on the topic. What's going on? What's your name? Where you calling from?
She wasn't even talking to me. She clicked me off.
Wow. Nice. Let's go ahead and get into the show. I'm going to let Pooh Bear and the crew. First of all, I appreciate all of y'all listening and tuning in to the show. I'm going to open y'all mic back up in a few minutes so y'all can get it together, so y'all can go in and show support. But much diva love to y'all support, and we're going to have some fun tonight, y'all. We definitely talking about this topic. Is he a man or is he a child? Last on Sunday, I did Sit Back with Diva, and we were going in. We were talking about this whole Valentine's Day situation that's going on and how sometimes women, you know, we talk to our mate. They go from being our man or our spouse for those who are in the same-sex relationship. We go from them talking to them like they are mate to talking to them like our child. So, you know, my question to y'all on the day is, do you have a mate or do you look at your mate as your child? And we're going to definitely get into some hot mess news because it start off like this. Honey, you get that call. Hey, boo, what's going on? I love you. I miss you. How was your day? Then a couple of months to a year later down the line, the call changed. So where you at? What you doing? Why you ain't calling me? Why you cut your phone off? Why this? Why that? And a lot of relationships get all jacked up and smacked up because of that. And I definitely want to get y'all opinion on the situation. Shout out to guest 18805 live in the chat room. Go ahead and chat it up with me. You see the beach right there. It's nothing but love. So chat it up and let me know what y'all think about the situation. Shout out to the 310 just live in the building. My co-host should be coming real soon. She's going to chat it up with me. And if you want to speak to the host, press the 1 button. Press the 1 button. That's going to put you in the call queue so you can be heard. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Let's get it in because I got the hot mess news about the girl that was on Facebook and her baby drowned. And let's not talk about even more hot mess news with Steve Harvey. You know, dumped his, divorced his ex-wife. And not only did he divorce his ex-wife, he kicked her ass out the house. And she said that he turned the kids on her. This is her statement, but I'm going to go into that story in a little bit. So let's go ahead and open the lines up. We got Brick City in the building with us. 973-368. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
LaBelle, calling from Newark.
Hey, Val, what's going on? And welcome to the show, queen. Round of applause for you, man. Val, I know you want to get your comments on, so bring it, queen.
I think the topic is a really, really, really good topic. The fact when I seen the topic that you had for the show today, it just made me reflect back on my marriage. So I definitely can relate, and sometimes you don't find yourself. I'm just going to speak for myself. Sometimes I didn't realize that I was talking to him like he was a child. And sometimes because some men are immature, you go into mommy mode. So as opposed to, you know, making him feel like a man and treat him and respecting him like a man, sometimes when you're dealing with immaturity, you have to treat a person according to how they act. Mm. That goes back to, you know, men who say women are bitches or you acting like a bitch. Mm-hmm. People treat you most of the time what you act like. Mm-hmm. Not to say that it's okay, because I'm a firm believer of, you know, treating people the way I want to be treated, and that's with respect. But it was times when I found myself talking to him any kind of way, and I wasn't even realizing I was doing it until he would tell me. And he'd be like, no, stop calling me that. And I'd be like, well, why are you taking it like that? But, you know, it takes for you to put yourself in that person's shoes and see what it feel like for me to understand. So over time, things do change. Because in the beginning, it was, oh, honey, you know, what you doing? How's everything going? And just like you said, years down the line, it was like, where you at? Who you with? What time you come in the house? Like, you know, so things over time do change, and I think that's also because when you with a person, you get comfortable. You get so comfortable that you feel like you could just, you
say
know,
what you
say whatever.
Say.
Yeah, say what you want to say. When, you know, we fell to realize we have to continue doing the same things we did to even get them in the first place. The same thing that you did to get them, you have to do the same thing to keep them. So.
And you know what? The crazy thing about it is women out there now to be like, I ain't doing that. I ain't beat. Why I got to do that? You know, if, you know, and I think when you get deeper into the relationships, a lot of times, you know, and it's even going to the fact that some women have put in some men, it ain't just women, you know, ladies, I ain't gonna keep putting the diva foot in the ass now. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's some women and it's some men out there that go as far as putting a tracker going online, paying for services when you're supposed to be paying rent. You paying for services to track my cell phone and what I'm doing. And my thing is, if you got to track my cell phone, like my cell phone, really, dude, you got to track my cell phone and say, oh, I caught you. And then you calling up cheaters and getting them exposure. Then you still mad. Let's not talk about you still mad. And now you want to make Facebook, you know, Facebook about me. You know, about the situation like Steve Harvey wife did, and I'm definitely gonna get into that. Ooh, that's some hot mess right there. But you know, now you wanna take down my career, you wanna take me down with your shit, and now you feeling some type of way about it. But like you said, the same things you did to get them, you gotta do it to keep them. But we get into when we get all comfortable, you know, now you wanna take off your wig in front of him, you snatching that front lace off, or you taking that garter belt off, or you farting in front of her, or you revealing that your feet really do stink. Now you insecure, you know, you didn't reveal your Victoria's Secret, and now you like, oh, now I got to see what they doing. You too busy caught up on what the hell I'm doing when you need to be focusing on you. And that's what happens. It's not just a woman starts to talk to her man like he a child. It's a man starts to talk to his girl like he a child. That splits the coin. Oh, babe, you ain't got to work. Oh, babe, I just want you to take care of the house. Oh, babe, you pregnant. You ain't got to do this, this, and this, and that, so forth. And the sad thing about it, a lot of us fall for this shit.
Fall for it, yeah. I was one of those people that fell for it.
Yeah, you fall for it. There ain't nothing wrong with being a housewife. But first of all, get your shit in order. God first, family second, career third. A man is supposed to add to what you got. A woman is supposed to add to what you got. That's why we call it a relationship. We came together and decided that we was going to be together and bring some stuff with me. And bring some stuff into the relationship. Now, if I got a trunk full of shit, I don't need you to bring your baggage. So don't bring your baggage. Bring some muscle to help me carry this trunk and dump some stuff out so we can start getting some real blessings, some real stuff going on. Like, for real, because it's about that time. I want to get a man's point of view on the situation. Let's go ahead and bring Rocker Block live in the building. 862, Rocker Block, your mic is now open. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm fine, Rocker Block. How are you? Welcome to the show, Rocker Block.
Thank you. What's up?
Listen, so we talking. Go ahead.
I was going to say, right, when women seem, they talk a lot, right?
Mm.
Not all women. Some women don't say nothing, but some women talk a lot. Men, we get to the bottom line. You see what I'm saying? And that's the way it is in a relationship, so. If you feel like a man is a child, when he is a man, he just acts like a child. I'm not sure of, you know, certain situations because I don't think I'm a child when I was in a relationship. But anyway, what I'm saying is the bottom line for us, if we ain't feeling y'all or something else is, you know, pulling away at us, we don't talk about it. We just do it because we are bottom line type of people. We headline, if we don't like the headline, we won't read the page. If we like it, then we look deep into it. As opposed to a woman, she wants to talk about it first. Either she talks about it or she keeps it a secret. It's just a woman thing. She tells her friend, oh, listen, I seen this other dude, man. I'm really feeling him, but I don't know. He ain't 100% yet. I don't know if I should wait to see where we going with this. You know, y'all tell y'all little secrets side by side, whatever. So I think that's the difference. If y'all can communicate, or we can communicate better, if there's something I don't like and I can be able to tell you without you blacking out and using all your 25,000 words that you want to say.
And, you said 25,000 words.
I ain't even mad.
Wow.
I ain't even mad at him. Go ahead, rock a block, man.
So, and then that's it. You know, if I can communicate to you my problem without you blacking out, then it's a go. And if you can communicate to me without me blacking out, then it's a go. Nobody has to be treated like a child because don't nobody want to be treated like a child. Okay, child get whipped. Now, I know you don't want to get beat on. You know, child get put in the corner. Do you really want to see a grown man in the corner? Like, how sexy is that?
Well, in my world, that can be fun. You know, depending on what I turn into in my bedroom, it could be fun.
Oh,
but on another note, I agree with him, but I don't know. I'm a little up in the air as far as the whole thing with the women and their mouths. Yeah, absolutely right. Women, we like to talk things out, and men aren't really the type of people to want to sit down and talk about it. But like he said, communication is the only way you're going to resolve the issue. So we already know communication is the way to resolve it. If a woman wants to talk about it, why not?
You got a valid point right there. We got 216 in the building. They got their hand up. 216-798. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey.
I do not agree. Like, it's just funny. Like, one thing I don't like is when men be like, oh, you know how y'all women get. You know, women like to do this. Women like to do that. This is what women do. Like, unless you a woman, you don't know what it's like to be a woman. That's like, unless we have a penis, I can't tell you how you think or act as a man because everybody is different. But in terms of communication, like, it's not what you say. It's how you say it to people. And for men I've dealt with, like, when they don't like something, it's not what they don't like, is how they bring it to you. Don't bring it to me like you gonna fuck me up or like you my father. Bring it to me like somebody who has an issue that you want to resolve, and we'll take it from there. But once you come at somebody out the side of your neck like, oh, you ain't had no business doing, then it's already shot to hell. It's not gonna be resolved because I'm on the defense, you on the defense, so now it's no sort of conversation.
I didn't say
then,
that we know how y'all think, though. I said that we are bottom-line people, that I wouldn't come to you and tell you that I was cheating on you, or I wouldn't come to you and tell you that you didn't cook the food properly, whatever, just for example. I would just throw the food away. I don't have nothing to say.
Wow.
No, damn.
Like, wow, he said he would just throw the food away. Wow.
You got time for all that shit.
Either you a man and you upfront, you honest with your woman, or no offense, you a coward and you don't let her know it's an issue going on. Like, you can't, it's no gray area in that. If you're going to be honest, you don't have to bite the bullet and be honest even when it doesn't benefit you. Don't tell me, oh, babe, your ass looks so fat in them jeans today because you know you might get some, but this food is clearly nasty as hell, and you just going to be like, be honest with me, like, babe, I ain't really like that. Maybe we screw out on this for next time. Or
after I kept it real with the woman, she held a grudge for days, and then you throw it back in our faces every other day, and then we have to deal with it every time we get into an argument. So we don't like to bring stuff up because some women hold grudges.
Yeah, ladies, what y'all got to say about that? Some women,
well,
you know, you tell them
vice versa.
And then they, you know, we are holding until, you know, Jesus come back. Like, remember when you said this and then you hurt my feelings? Like, okay, but I told you the truth. And we always say a lot of time, ladies, we say we want the truth, we want the truth, we want the truth. But then they tell us the truth and you were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. But at the end of the day, then that's when we start coming in on a defense. Like, a lot of times we recognize the behavior of other people, but we don't recognize the behavior of our own self. So when we do get the truth, it's like a damn shocking truth. Like, oh, damn, you really felt that way all this time. So you just been with me all this time and you feeling this way. And now he over there shaking. He don't know what to do because he thinking he did something right. And now your hand's spinning around and he all fucked up. Like, damn, should I have said that? Should I have told her the truth? So, you know, we do hold grudges that we be holding until Jesus come back. So I definitely want to get y'all opinion on that, Queen. And Dal, you go first. Give me your opinion on what the brother just said, Rocker Block just said, that he tell you, and then all of a sudden you holding a grudge. Now you want to cut off the services.
Okay. That's and this is another thing. Like I said, in my bedroom, I don't cut you off just because we have I believe in makeup sex. Sex, that doesn't happen with me. Let's just say that. But okay. As far as, you know, the woman getting upset or holding grudges over there, the case may be, that's not all women, that's some women. Mm-hmm. But when you come out and you tell a woman, even if it's a man, you have to respect how that person is going to react. Your feelings are your feelings. You can't fault a person for expressing themselves or if they express themselves in a way that you didn't like or you didn't agree. My feelings are my feelings. And that's just what it is. You just have to respect it. You might not like my response. If I'm not doing anything that's, you know, disrespectful, especially a woman, we are very much in tune with our feelings and our emotions. So it's only natural for us to express how we feel or say how we feel. Or if we're hurt, we're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we have to sweep that up under the rug or hide it up under a pillow or something just because we scared or we going to upset him because of how we react. It's not about, I don't think it's about holding grudges. Us women, we don't forget things. That's not what it is. We just don't forget things. And, you know, especially when a man has a history, you know, of telling you things and they tell you it and you have some men who come back. Say, like, if you know you did something wrong, they'll apologize. But then weeks later, they go back and do the same thing. So it's like, how many times am I going to accept this? So guess what? I'm going to bring up the other three times you did it, too. Because now it's becoming an issue.
To help you realize.
Now it's becoming an issue. Because now you just this is a routine thing for you. Oh, I'm going to do this again, and I'm just going to apologize, and she's going to accept me back. Men have to be just as much ready and prepared for our response, whether it's good or bad. It's not going to always be good. It's about respecting that person's feelings and how they express themselves, and vice versa. That's all it is.
I definitely want to get into that topic right there. I definitely like what you said about, you know, the repeated offenders and the repeated offenders. And a lot of us, we, you know, forgive the repeated offenders. And what are we doing when we forgive the repeated offenders? What are we doing when we say, you know what, you did this, we got into an argument, I forgave you, we had some makeup sex, now everything is supposed to be better. We're going to touch on that topic when we come back. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and try to find your way back, man. Girl Diva Mary King, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I want to give a big shout out to my girl Miss Nera, the R&B Diva. We definitely getting it in the chat room. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got my co-host Queen Candace live in the building with me. I got the Queen Nathal in the building with me, and not only the King is in the building, Rocka Block is live in the building. We chopping it up on this subject. You know, is he your man or is he your child? Or is she your woman or is she your child? And, you know, we was just talking about the whole forgiving situation before, you know, we was talking about communication. You know, Rocka Block said, you know, we just straight to the point. Men are straight to the point. It is what it is. I feel this way. And I'm going to get straight to the point. I don't really need to hold no grudges. But, and then, you know, on the other hand, he say, you know, women, we got 27,000 words. And, you know, y'all want to express your feelings, but when we tell y'all the truth, y'all get mad. But on the other hand, you know, the queen is saying if we communicate in any way, then what the hell does it matter if we saying 27,000 words? But we want y'all opinion, too. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press that one button to be heard. I want to talk on this whole, shout out to Jaheim too with Way Back. That's my song. Hey. That's my song. But when we, after we go through, you know, the arguing, the fussing, and the fighting, and, you know, we make up. All right, boo, what I said to you was wrong, and baby, I love you, and booby, I love you, and pass me that drink and kiss me here, and then it's on and popping. So we know what happens after that. But when you forgive somebody for something that obviously irritates you, or y'all done got into a strong argument or a live fight with it, you know, and you forgive them, what are you saying to this person when you forgive somebody? Rather they hit you, rather they scream on you, rather they hurt your feelings, tell you you ain't never going to be nothing, rather they steal from you, rather they lie to you, you know, and you forgive them. Are you telling, when you forgive somebody, are you telling them it's okay to lie to me? It's okay to hit me. It's okay. We have to be very careful, men and women, of what we forgive our mate for, what behavior we forgive them for. and we start to make excuses. A lot of times we make a lot of excuses before our mate because we love them and we want to be with them and we done put them on a high pedestal. And some of us is just damn desperate. So we put up with they bull. And when you do that, what are you saying to this person? Are you enabling them to realize what they're doing wrong in the relationship and holding them up from the truth? I definitely want to get y'all opinion on that situation. We're going to open up the line to another caller, and then we're going to start with my co-host, Queen Candace. We're going to go to Rocker Block, and then you, Thal. We're going to get your opinion. So let me go ahead and open up the lines here. Be patient with me. 202-904, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, Queen? It's Genius.
Genius, what's going on? We got Genius live in the building. Now it's the party. It's about to go down. Now we got two men. We got two men, two women. You know, we got live on this subject right here. So we got Genius in the building. Big round of applause for you, Genius. So we talking about the subject, is he your man or is he your child or is she your woman or is she your child? And we didn't talk about, you know, arguments and you talking to me like I'm a child, and we didn't went back and forth. Now we didn't came to our senses and seen what we said is wrong or we feeling some type of way. We didn't apologize. Now here come the makeup sex and we forgiven the person for it. And my question is, when you forgive somebody, what are you really saying to that person? So, Genius, you go ahead and put your two cents in on that one.
Wow. I mean, first, I would say me personally, I mean, that's unacceptable with me, you know what I'm saying? Because if you respect a person, you love a person, you really care about a person, then you're not going to do any of those things. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have to be forgiving you for something like that, because those are things that's unacceptable to me. Yeah, I mean, because number one, I'm not going to be with somebody that, you know, carries on like a child. You know, nor am I going to exhibit that type of behavior to somebody else. I mean, we grown people. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to make a mistake, but if your demeanor is of a childish demeanor, then, I mean, we have nothing in common. They don't even go together.
Oh, damn.
You know? Yeah, but... you know, hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking.
You know, hypothetically, you know, a person in that situation, I mean, I learned a long time ago that life is really all about what you're willing to sacrifice and compromise for what you really want. And if both parties share in that, you know, and are both willing to make the necessary sacrifices and compromises, you know, towards achieving that common goal that they're, you know, striving for, then it's feasible and it'll work. But 9 times out of 10, in reality, you know, most people don't. You know, it's usually one-sided. And when you forgive, I mean, and speaking of forgiving, you know, when you forgive, that means you're saying you're letting go of all of those things. So forgiving is really letting go and not hovering onto that and bringing it back up constantly. That's really letting go. That's saying, you know what, I accept you for you. I accept what happened, and I'm ready to move on past it.
All
you
right.
know, that's really forgiving. But, you know, most of the time, we don't fully forgive, you know.
And a lot of times we be forgiving while we sexing. How you going to forgive while you sexing? I'm sorry, boo. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
see that.
Boo. I love you, boo. I love you, boo. You forgiving because you got that, you know, you getting piped down. You know, you getting wet down.
We got to stop that. We got to stop that. That's not helping. It's really not helping. It's really only making it worse, because afterwards you're right back where you started at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's most definitely. Most definitely. I'm going to go ahead and go to my co-host, Queen Candace, is live in the building. What's your opinions on that, man?
Oh, goodness. First things first, from what I see with the men that I know as far as family, friends, even exes, men are not as tolerant as women are. Like, you cheat on a man, a lot of men will be like, I'm good. Nah, no, you gone. Bye. Women will deal with a man who cheats on her over and over again. I've seen it. like, he cheated, he got caught. He even was like, yeah, I cheated, I'm sorry, it's never going to happen again. And he cheats again, and he cheats again. And the woman is like, well, it's not him, it's these hoes. These hoes in the street ain't shit. They always after,
wow.
They always trying to get with him and blah, blah, blah. And so now she's insecure. So when they get in the argument, the first thing out her mouth is, oh, so what you about to do, go run to one of your bitches? Like, come on. Yeah. Like, women don't deal with that as much because men don't put up with cheating like that. Like, a good man, a real man who's about his business, you will not disrespect him but so much. Yeah, you might get away with a few slick comments out your mouth here and there, but if you think you're going to talk to him any kind of way and you're going to cheat on him and you, like, it's not going to happen. But with women, I know a lot of women who allow it. He say what he want to say. He do what he want to do. He don't respect the house. He don't respect the finances.
The mama.
Like, women,
the kids.
Women are almost, no offense, too. That's not even called forgiving. That's just called being a doormat. Like, mm-hmm. There's a big difference between forgiving somebody because they genuinely want to make another chance at it and letting somebody pacify you and you lay down and be that doormat. Like, it's a difference. And I do agree, when you forgive somebody, you let it go. It's not your ace in the hole. Like, as soon as y'all get into it, like, well, nigga, you cheated. So, cheated, and I'm fucking cheating. So, until we die, if we're going to be together till we die, you kissing my ass because you cheated with that bitch. Like, it can't work like that. Like, cheating hurts. It hurts to be cheated on. You got to deal with the pain, but if you so decide to remain with that person, you have to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And you start rebuilding that trust. I think a lot of women think it's okay to stay in their hurt. Like, oh, I'm hurt, so fuck you. I'm going to say what I want to say. It cannot be like that and y'all be happy. One of y'all is going to be miserable. Probably even both of y'all, truthfully.
I know, that's right. Rock a block, go in.
Oh, I agree with her 1,000%. She sounds like she could be my woman.
Oh, love is in the air.
But I agree because if a woman forgives me the first time, from what I know now, it's because she don't want to let go of what she already started, and she don't want to have to start fresh. So I believe that is the reason why they're forgiving you the first time. The second time, maybe, okay, yeah, you was being dumb, you was too drunk, whatever the case could be, whatever you're being forgiven for. Then the third time, then it has to be love. Because if you've forgiven somebody over and over 3 times in a row, it has to be love somewhere there. And this guy is just, you know, or this woman is just not wrapped tight enough to understand that this is a relationship and not a game that y'all in. It's not back in the day high school stuff where you used to kiss the girl in the locker and then go to the gym room, kiss her, so forth, and then they find out and then y'all fight and then you say, I'm sorry, I won't kiss her no more. It ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's grown up. So if a woman forgives you, we have to just accept it and change. If that doesn't work, then I just, you know, acknowledge, what's the word I'm looking for? Encourage everybody to just let it go.
All right, now, Thel, go in.
Well, I do agree with what the co-host said as far as women, you know, constantly taking garbage and madness. And I completely agree with her. Men are not as forgiving as women are. And women take men back for their own little personal reasons. But I feel like how Rocka Blocka was just saying, you know, the first time, it shouldn't even be, after the first time, it shouldn't even be second, third, fourth. It shouldn't even be that. If a person mm-hmm. is willing to forgive, and don't get me wrong, you know me, I could go all churchy church on y'all, but I'm not going to do that. But I just feel like if God can forgive a person, you know, over and over, he says you ask for forgiveness and it shall be given. I believe that we should be able to do that with each other. But it's like, you know, how much can one person take? Hmm. And men, you know, they play this role like they don't have feelings. But if they were to get cheated on, a lot of them, all it takes is one time, and they like, I'm done. She a hoe. She a hood booger. She this, she that, and the third. But then you got them out there sleeping with Kiki, Fox, Faquisha, and Bobo and them from down the street. So, I mean, I don't know. Some things are kind of a double standard when it comes to, you know, the situations with men and women. And I don't want us to just focus on the drama with the women, because a lot of issues in a relationship roots from the men. And it's because of the communication, because they don't really like communication.
And that's
just my opinion. They don't like communicating at all.
My thing is, you know, how can you know what's going on with me if I don't talk to you or tell you what happened? You would turn around and say that you ain't a mind reader. And, you know, sometimes I can't even keep up with my thoughts. So, and that's me personally. I don't want to put my thoughts on somebody else. Sometimes I forget things, but, you know, with the whole communication being straight and right, direct, and I really believe, I'm glad that Rocka Block said that, and what y'all saying too is, women, we need to put our foot down just as men, because if he cheated on you once, he'll cheat again. And then the thing about it, you know he's not a good guy. You know he ain't about nothing. You know he a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, a heartbreaker. You know that. And what you do? Turn around, you drink that spoiled milk again and think your stomach ain't going to hurt. Now, here you are 2 months, 3 months later and found out that you're pregnant. Then you had a baby. He don't take care of the baby. And now you want to go around and have a talk about tea party, talking about, oh, he ain't shit. He don't do shit for his son, this, and that, and so forth. You already telling us something that we already knew. You just a dummy that went ahead and had a baby by him. Now, you did it. You made a notion. You made a no shit decision that he ain't shit nigga. You made a he ain't shit decision, and now you didn't most likely, and it's sad to say that now you gonna bring an ain't shit baby in the world. Are you crazy? Let's think about this for a second. And that's all. It's in all. If you couldn't hold on to him with the cooch, how you gonna hold on to him with a baby? I mean, let's think about it. If you couldn't hold on to him with that wet. How you think you gonna hold on to
God. He said with the wet.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Sweetie.
And then I wanna go right here. Now, after you done had the baby, because now, and the thing about it is with this whole child support situation, I'm gonna put this out here. When you was backing it up and dropping it like it's hot and letting him flip and dip your ass, and when he splashed in your tuna, that court system was nowhere around. But now that damn baby then came out, now you want to go and run down to the white man and said, he did this. Now you want to turn into you two men, because y'all get mad and again, turn into what Martin say. Go run, tell that. Now you're going to go and run, tell that when these people was nowhere around when y'all did the do and got pregnant. Why is y'all running down there to try to, well, it's like y'all going, I'm going to tell mama. I'm going to tell daddy. What you think that the court
is
going to make them do? Are you serious? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Be heard. Go ahead, Queen.
No, what's worse is when two people don't work out and they have a kid and everything is good. They both doing what they got to do to be great parents. They trying to have a rapport with each other. And then when one of them get a new significant other, oh, I got it. Oh, no, you that bitch? Oh, so you just going to bring that bitch around my kid? No, if you bring my kid, you ain't going to never see your son again. What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, we gonna talk about that. I want to give a big shout-out to Brown Sugar. Or Shuka in the chat room, guest 18805, and
Fab Diva live in the chat room. What's going on, y'all? Go ahead and get y'all comments in the chat room. Y'all see the beach. It's all love right there. Give us your opinion. Y'all can call us up at 347-850-1521. And if you want to be heard, press the 1 button. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, that's just pretty much. I don't understand why people can't communicate.
I don't understand, like, the whole other person situation. I don't necessarily think that, you know, anybody, you know, try to harm your child or hurt your child. And when somebody else get with another man, they be like, oh, I don't want that person around my son, or I don't want that bitch, I don't want that nigga around my son. They ain't showing nothing that you still love me, boo. You still miss me, and you mad that I'm gone. Point blank, period. Because this person ain't got nothing to do. I got with this person after you. They ain't doing nothing but busting their gun, and they throwing shots. Boom, boom, just throwing shots. Well, just keep throwing shots at you. Load the gun. Load it up. That's all they doing. Bust a shot. Boom. Busting off at you. Why are you busting shots at me? I'm not even with you. I'm not in your house. You was talking all that. Oh, you know, go ahead and run back to your mama house. You don't do nothing anyway. You don't cook. You don't clean. You don't do nothing. Or when I leave, you playing the game. When I come back, you playing the game. When I leave, you watching Atlanta Housewives with some funky sweats on. And when I come back, you watching some other dumbass show with them funky sweats on. You only wash once a week. Girl, it come out. It come out. But I want to get y'all opinion on this.
Hey, wait, watch this. Let me tell you. you crazy, man.
Oh, goodness.
My personal experience, right, I've my baby mother had a boyfriend, and after she had my child, and I called for him to speak to him or whatever, and the dude was like, you can't talk to him until you get through me. Some kind of mess he was talking, right? But, you know, I dealt with the situation or whatever, but that experience, you know, caused me to be very careful about who's around him now. So now I'm always checking up on him. Mm-hmm. I think it's like that around, like with different people, because they go through a certain experience and then they just take that and learn from it. Not 100%, but they know, they're aware of it now. And because it happens in the hood a lot and so often, anybody you date, you're going to have to deal with that. Unless you date outside of the hood, somewhere else, you find somebody that, you know, and then you got to deal with whoever you deal with, whatever they're, whatever's going on out there, mm-hmm. from whoever you see what I'm saying? So is that's what it is.
Well, you know what? Let's go into it, because sometimes you got to tell people it ain't none of your business, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting into this topic. When we come back, we going to touch more on the whole other mate situation. I definitely want to get your opinion about it, because I have my own personal opinion. But I want to get the kings and the queens' opinion about it. Like, after the breakup and to get another mate, why the hate? Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And sometimes you got to tell people, it ain't none of your business, man. Throwback.
Got it. here. Hit him with a bit of skins, then he's out of there. On the avenue, girls are passing through. Too much of a roughneck, so they ain't having you. Heart popping, always grabbing his shotgun. Bragging about his tech, is the water be roughneck. That's the kind you gotta watch out for. Just to get a rap and pull the plug on a tour. Pissing in corners, doing 80 by funeral mornings. Showing little respect, now that's a roughneck.
Live in the building right now. I got my co-host live in the building. I got Rock Block live in the building with me right now. And I got the Queen Nathel live in the building with me. And don't forget, I always got a genius around live in the building with me right now. So we're going to go into it, man. We definitely was talking about my next question that I'm going to pose at the second part of the hour is, after the break, why the hate? Hit me up, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Again, that's 347-850-1521. And you can go ahead and log in with me at the on the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. When you come to the page, you can go ahead and chat in the chat room. And I'm rocking with Facebook and Twitter right now. So those who want to listen in, listen live online, you can answer that question, and I'll go ahead and put it out. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the lines and get some love. After the break, why the hate? We want to know why. And then I'm going to go back to my panel. Y'all know how we get it in. We got 216-551 live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? What's good, sis? This your boy, White Dot.
Wanda B, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Wanda B, we want to know, after the break, why the hate?
9 times out of 10, the individual that you just got with is 10 times, 20 times more better than the previous individual. Okay. Therefore, it's an envy. I would envy it, too. Why not?
They busting shots at you? I'm going to have to get my gun back out. They busting shots again. I'm going to have to get my gun back out. You said 10 to fucking 20 times better, not 5 times. Just, yeah. Got that ass. I got him that time. I got him. I definitely said, you know, 10 to 20 times, 30 times better.
And go ahead and finish your sentence. I just wanted to use my gun. I'm sorry.
Well, that's cool. But I mean, actually, it depends on how your relationship ended. You know what I'm saying? I can only speak on personal experience. You know what I'm saying? I most likely try to end all my relationships at least cordial. So when you do meet that mate, you know what I'm saying, you don't feel no other type of way. But, you know, most of the relationships end on rocky terms, from if it ain't a dude cheating, if it ain't, you know, a female cheating, or, you know, just not doing her one, too. It's crazy. Like, but I don't know. It depends. A lot of it is based on how you end your relationship. If you end on good terms, you really shouldn't have a lot of friction. But if you end on bad terms, whatever you were doing in that relationship, and you get in that new chick and she do, oh, my God, it goes down.
Yo, I want to definitely give an answer from that. Big shout-out to Brown Sugar, man. She said they don't want to see you happy without them, or anyone for that matter. They want you to be miserable. So, yeah, you definitely right about that. They don't want to see you happy. They want to make you, you know, be miserable because they miserable. Now they listening to that what's that Toni Braxton song? It's just another sad love song.
nine times out of ten, they listening to their girlfriends who are single and already miserable. So, you know, misery loves company.
Yeah, we got to watch out for them miserable girlfriends and miserable dudes. I definitely want to go ahead and get going. We going at the top of the panel here. Let's go with Nathel, after the break, why the hate?
I'm absolutely going to disagree, and that's only because of my experience firsthand. Depending on the relationship and the type of person you were in a relationship with, not everybody is bitter and don't want you to be happy. You know, people still have to be conscious that when you break up with somebody, of course, there are still going to be feelings there. So to pretend that your feelings just went away overnight, that's a lie, you know. Also, you know, when it comes to issues with your children, with your ex's new, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend, you do have some people that do spiteful things. People aren't always, you know, the nice, generous, and loving people that they used to be generations ago. You have people that are doing spiteful things to kids or doing spiteful things to you to piss you off or make you mad as a parent. I even encountered, you know, one of my friends where they would send, you know, her son with his father on the weekends. You know, he lives in New York. And, you know, he wanted to go out and party, and he would just leave his son with random people. And he's calling home, mommy, you know, I don't know who. And thank God he knew his mom's number to be able to call. I'm around people I don't even know. You know, they're smoking in the house, they're drinking. You know, so sometimes, I mean, you might feel like, you know, well, other parents not going to put their child in harm's way. But sometimes parents don't think. A lot of parents don't think about the care or the well-being of that child. And sometimes the spouse that they're with really don't care for the child. And children sometimes see that. When you have a spouse, the children aren't stupid. They know that that person is going to be nice to them because that person wants to date their daddy or that person wants to date their mommy. So, of course, that adult is going to be nice to them. But at the same time, kids aren't stupid either. So it's like I said, I just feel like it depends on the person that you're with. Some people are really bitter when they break up. And then some people, you know, they still have feelings there. And it's not something you could just sweep up under the rug. I believe time heals all wounds. So when you really love a person, that's not something you get overnight. And then when somebody new comes in the picture, you do, it makes you reminisce back on what you had, what it was like when y'all was together. Like I said, it's not something that would just ever just go away overnight. It takes time. You know how people say, like, out of sight, out of mind. I believe after being away from them for a while, you moving on with your life and they moving on with their life, then eventually you'll get over it. But it's not something you could just sweep under the rug and pretend your feelings aren't there. And if there's children involved, it's even more harder. And I relate to Rocker Blocker when he said, you know, he called or whatever to talk to his child, and, you know, the guy said something. You really have people that do spiteful things like that. You have to be cautious about the care you give your child. You got some chicks. You got chicks that want to come in and play, start playing mommy. You got guys that want to come in and play daddy. You can't do that. You have to be respectful. You know, I might raise my child to not watch the Cartoon Network, but then he get over here with these chicks, with daddy's new girlfriend or with mommy's new boyfriend, and they got them doing something completely different. That's not how I want my child raised, and they don't have that authority because they're not the parent. So it's about a respect thing when you get with a new spouse. So sometimes it's not just hate, and it's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You're
definitely right about that. To me, like I said, it just depends on the person. Some people really are miserable, and they just jealous, and they just don't want to see you happy. They just want, like, if you ain't with me, you ain't with nobody. But that's not the situation with everybody.
Well, all right. No problem with that. You definitely lay that down. We've been doing this boy-girl situation. So, Rocker Block, we're going to go ahead and bring you in. Then we're going to do Queen Candace. Then we're going to go ahead and go to Jen.
Okay, then. You said, why the break?
After the break, why the hate? After the break, why you hate? Like, why are you hating? Why are you mad? Why? And, you know, I'm going to say my opinion after Jen.
It could be because the break is only 30 minutes. You got to take it up with my boss. Say no.
Oh, my goodness. He is too much.
Oh,
wow. I think because the way you take it, you know, sometimes a lot of women and a lot of men, they get upset, and then they start telling the truth about their mate. Stuff that they didn't like, stuff that, you know, they saw, didn't want to tell nobody. It depends on how you take it. If it's the truth about you, then, you know, you don't have no control over that. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't the truth, then you could, you know, you could respond to it, you know, accordingly. Like, you know, just go to that person and say, listen, stop talking about me. You know, as a man, I would say, listen, stop talking about me or else. You know, as a woman, you might want to get your brother, your uncle, your father, whatever. You know, but I still see it as that however you take it. If the breakup was bad and they're talking about you behind your back still, you know, then so be it. It's nothing you could do. It's not really hate unless it's not the truth. You know what I'm saying? And they could hate you, you know, because it's a breakup. They hate you now because they put so much time into the relationship and it's over. So
ain't that about a bitch. I gave you all my time, my love, my goodies. You know, I done gave you my young waters, and now you want to break up with me? See, you definitely right about that. Let's get the Queen Candace's opinion on this. Go to Genius, cause I'm boiling over here. I want to sing my song. I'm gonna sing my song, but go ahead, Queen.
Oh man, I'm never one to knock a parent for being a parent. I don't have kids, but I have a protective parent. You should very much be involved with who's around your kids, but it's a way to go about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oh, don't have that fuck-ass nigga around my son or else. Hold on, sir. Wait a minute. Okay. You don't know this nigga. That's one. Two, if you would like to sit down and share a meal with this man, I can make that possible for you. I have no problem with you wanting to know who's around your kids and getting a feel for their character. But if it's because I'm not with you or because you want to see me miserable, then, yeah, you dead wrong and you petty. You just very petty about it. And I know, you know, both instances of that situation, I know women who have kept their kids from the fathers because he was happily in another relationship. Oh. And I played devil's advocate. It wasn't because he was a good man and she screwed up. It was because he did her dirty, and so now she's bitter about how can you go and get into a relationship with this woman, treat her like a queen. Oh, you gonna fuck around and propose to the bitch too? But I couldn't get that with you and I had your kids. So, yeah, she's a little bitter, yeah. You know, I see it. We've seen it. We never thought about it that way. But a lot of the times, that's where I see it. I don't see it because she's necessarily jealous of the woman, but she's more so pissed off because what does she have that made me be, you know, made her be the woman that you put a ring on her finger and I had your kids and I take care of them? Like, it's a lot of dynamics to that situation, but when it gets to the point where you will keep a child from a loving parent, one who wants to be there, they feel like it's an honor to be in their kid's life. They're not doing their kids no favor. They're doing themselves a favor because that's how much that kid means to them. You out of order. You really you out of control, seriously. And I just, like, it confuses me. But it's not always, oh, because you got with a better woman. Sometimes, oh, what went so wrong that we couldn't make our relationship work? You know, maybe she didn't get that closure. So, I mean, it's different ways to take that situation.
No, most definitely, most definitely. I like what you said about that. And let's go ahead and go into the genius. Genius, go ahead and blast off on that situation.
Oh, man. First, I'm going to say, people, we need to educate ourselves. That's first. First off, education. A lot of these situations stem from lack of education, lack of not knowing how to even communicate with a person, lack of even knowing how to get or maintain a relationship, lack of understanding a person, lack of knowing the individual so you can avoid these types of situations so that you're not laying down with this person who's not wise enough to be able to be the parent that they need to be or the type of person that they need to be. I mean, I'm about sick of seeing these types of situations every day. It's sickening. We ain't got to watch more. We can look right outside the window and see the ignorance that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not helping the kids at all. It's making it worse, you know, and that's multiplying because then when they get older, they think that these types of things are okay, you know, and they repeat them. So at some point, we got to break that bad chain. It's going back to Willie Link tactics. You know, we divide each other, working against each other. You know what I'm saying? And that needs to stop. You know, we should be able to be man enough and woman enough. If things don't work out, you know, we travel down all of the avenues to be able to part without there being any type of bitterness between us. You know, hatred, that's a sign of weakness, one. I'm not going to hate anybody, not even my enemy. That's a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm bigger than that. That's just me personally. I can't speak for anybody else in that situation. But, you know, me personally, by putting any energy or effort towards that, you know, you're giving that person power. So I'm never going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I mean, it's more so about, you know, education as far as, you know, me. And a lot of these times that we see these types of situations, you know, it's an immaturity level, you know. And I'm not even talking about an age. You could be 40 years old, you know what I'm saying, and had a mind of a two-year-old, you know. So a lot of people who say they grown are not really grown, you know. And it's not even, you know, a hood or, you know, suburb type thing is a mentality. Because, I mean, first off, the hood is a mentality, a backwards way of thinking, not a place, not a physical place. You know, it's a backwards way of thinking. And we got to get past that. You know, we really care about the kids that we're having. We will change those things that we're doing around them to prevent these types of things from happening. You know, and to, you know, embark on one of the other things that was mentioned earlier. You know, not all men are the type of men who don't want to communicate, because I'd be the first to tell you right now, I'm going to communicate. I want to know what's going on so that I know whether or not I'm dealing with somebody that's pseudo-psycho, manic, depressive, bipolar, you know what I'm saying? I'm not,
you got the whole ABC
up.
Or I'm right. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm not setting myself up for failure from the start. You know, so I'm going to communicate. It's not about just going to that movie or that dinner to me. I really want to know about you, you know, and I can't discover that watching the movie or having dinner. You know, so I really want to communicate and get to know that person so I know what I'm getting involved with. You know, okay. But to sum it up, I ain't going to talk too much. I'm going to just say that we definitely need to educate ourselves.
Most definitely, most definitely. I definitely want to get my opinion out on this situation. After the break, why hate on the new mate?
first and foremost, we broke up for a reason. We came to an end of a road, and it's over. And if you're on a line right now and you want to be heard, press the one button. It'll put you in the call queue so you can speak. But we broke up for a reason. You was in my life for a reason and a season. The pain that you gave to me, I don't get mad. Like, I felt some type of way. I had an ex cheat on me with a chick named Ebony. My name is Ebony. He had Ebony on his neck and cheated on me with a chick named Ebony. Was I mad as hell? Hell yeah, Diva was mad. But I had to think about it. Like, wait a minute. If I'm going, I should not be letting nobody determine what type of day me and God is going to have. I'm not going to give that man that power. See, just because he hasn't realized that I'm a gold mine, don't mean that I go putting myself up in storage because he hasn't realized the shit yet. That's his problem. It had nothing to do with me. When he moved on to his new boo, I wasn't hating because all the good stuff and the qualities that I gave him, he took that to somebody else. You can try again and be better somewhere else. But the beautiful thing about a work in progress is the flawless finish. When you break up with somebody, you have to give yourself time to breathe. I'm not mad at the next woman because I feel bad for her because it's some shit that I know because I was in the inside that she don't know that she may encounter later with this new fool. So she's thinking it's all good because just like when I met him, in the beginning, I met his representative. The representative going to tell you all the good things about the person. They're going to show you all the benefits, and then it's like 2 to 3 months later, and you get the client. Like, damn, this person don't show the work on time. They not producing no numbers. And now I got to fire this fool. And the bad thing about it, after I fire this fool, he going to be able to collect benefits from me. He collecting unemployment now. Ain't this about a bitch? He collecting unemployment with the next shit because he done moved on, took his bag of white tees, his two pairs of jeans, and his Tim's that you bought him, and he at the next bitch house because she allowed. And that's the same thing for women on the other side of the coin. You know, she moving on to the next dude. Now, she done had your baby. You was with her. It is, like, crazy because a lot of relationships now is not even lasting a year. A year. It's that communication piece. If you single, this all my people that's single, or if you broke up with your mate or you just went through a divorce, the next time you go out with somebody, this was the first 3 to 4 dates should be like this. It should be at a park, somewhere in a public place, and with a bottle of water. Because I said like this, the bottle of water represents purity. There's nothing that can intoxicate your mind to block you from some of the things that you will see. And the park is a nice place to be. It's with nature. There is nothing distracting you. It's y'all together. Y'all can sit down on that bench or on that park, on that blanket or on the grass and get to know one another. Because if you're sitting there hitting a blunt or if you're sitting there drinking your drink and he'd be like, man, yeah, I slapped the shit out of the bench. No, I'm just playing. You're going to laugh because you high. But he not playing. He will slap the shit out of somebody. And it may be you. But being that you intoxicated in your mind and your thoughts and the way you kind of have a smoke screen in front of you, you're not able to see this person for who they are. And women, I had to learn this too. Stop talking so damn much. Shut up. Listen to what somebody got to say out their mouth. I learned the hard way. So now I sit and I just listen. When somebody's talking to me, especially my honey bunny, especially my man, especially another person, a business partner, I listen to right what they say because I want to hear, I want to see how they react to what I'm saying, and I want to hear exactly what they're saying out of their mouth. Because if I'm too busy talking to get my opinion off, I'm not listening to them anyway. Now, as far as going on with hating on the next mate, I mean, ain't no need to hate on that person anyway because you got some insecurities within yourself. But if you understand that God made you perfect and he made you in his image, so you perfect. So why are you trying to compete with the next person? Why are you feeling some type of way about the next person? And even going into what Nathan was saying about, you know, I may not want my kid to watch Nickelodeon know, I may not want them to watch Nick at the other house. We got to start, like you said, it's respect. We got to start giving our mates respect. We got to give them some leeway. Just because they was immature in the relationship doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be immature as a mother or a father. Because after we break up with a person, all of a sudden, she smoked too much. She go out too much. Or he smoked too much. Or he always late or something. If you deal with this the whole time that you was with them, now all of a sudden y'all break out, you want to put your district attorney suit on. Y'all in court, battling each other, busting shots. We got to get better with that. Let go and let God. Because if you continue to be mad at somebody, you ain't doing nothing but being a victim. You walking around with the me mug all day. You can't even comb your damn hair right because you got a headache because you mad at this person. And they all walking around lollygagging, all happy with the next one. So once you forgive somebody, I mean truly forgive somebody, then all that mess don't matter no more. It's your faith that has to be stronger than your will. But if it's not, you're going to continue to be mad. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting it in. It's Woman to Woman Wednesdays. And we talking about, you know, even with going back to the topic, we talking about, is he a man or is he a child or is she a woman or is she a child? And we're going to get going to this topic. We got about 42 minutes left on the show. We're going to go into this topic after we come back. Are you giving support or are you giving stupidity? Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can check in live with us in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Take the time to say hello.
That rock so new. Say hello to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute now. Pictures they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy. Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute. That's the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hey, hello.
They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. Pain playing. Life's short, so I aim. I ain't waiting, life starts training them. Twice hard to get a job, paying them. So I ain't paying attention to what you're saying. Raindrops keep falling on my brain. Cuts them in the drop on flames. I'm so hot, even if the weather changed. I don't have no top, I'm insane. Remember dark skin, man, waiting, rain, sort of kind of the same. Except I'm no lame and you're gonna know. You wish you had the balls to fight you back. Say hello, hello. Wish you had the balls to fight you back.
Say hello
to the bad guy.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute.
Hello.
Now they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello.
Say I'm a bad guy.
Hello.
Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. Say I'm a minute, left the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello,
hey,
hey,
hello, hey, hey. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. I ain't no ordinary nigga. Look around and say what ordinary gets you. Extraordinary figures. I'm an extraordinary nigga. Before my name became Ticker. Before I sang, I had that thing on slippers. Can't complain about what they ain't gon' give ya. They ain't gon' get your shit. Might as well give up or get up. Get out and get something, nigga. Get a job, my nigga. Forget the dumping. Only God can judge him. Only he without sin. Tell me if my means justify my ends. Pippin', I'm just gon' fly. knocking. Here comes the bad guy again. Say hello, hello, hello. Here comes the bad guy again.
Say hello
to the bad guy.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm a star. They say I'm a millionaire.
Hello.
They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy, like I feel the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a menace, that's the picture they paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am.
Hey, hey, hello, hey, hey.
Let me tell you what I am. We ain't thugs, for sake of being thugs. Nobody do that when we grew up, nigga. The poverty line, we not above, so I'll come to mask the gloves. We ain't feeling the love. We ain't doing crime for the sake of doing crime. We moving down cause we ain't doing fine. One out of three of us was locked up doing time. You know what the type of shit can do to a nigga mind. My mind on my money, money on my mind. If you owe me $10, you ain't giving me nine. You only give me 40 acres in the mule. So I got my Glock 40 now, cool. If I drop, then it's speaking for me. Somebody hit him the word and tell him I don't approve. Tell him I remove the curses. If he tell me our school's gonna be perfect. When Genesis don't exist, tell him that's when I stop saying bitch. Bitch!
Say hello
to the bad guy.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute.
Hello.
They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy, like I feel the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a menace, let the picture they paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am.
Hello, hey, hello, hey.
Better to love than to give into hate.
Make me over, 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 make me over.
building nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your speaker screen. Viva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
I almost choked up the chocolate food.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio, ENT. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, so turn your volume up. That was my boy, Eddie L. Ness. Shout out to Eddie L. Ness for that drop for me. Diva gets much love. So turn your volumes up, man, because now we in this talk about this topic, giving support of stupidity. And as I say that, it is time for the hot mess news. I love hot mess news because it's always something that Diva can't go without, and I'm going to bust my gun for the interview. Bust guns all day back. I got big guns too. This is hot mess news. Two shots with this hot mess news right here, and if y'all haven't heard, it's about Steve Harvey. And yes, Steve Harvey is getting his ass put on blast. Steve Harvey's ex-wife blasts comedian in YouTube videos. If you want to learn more about the story, if you want to see the YouTube videos, all you got to do is go ahead and go to my Twitter. You can go to my Facebook, too, and check out the story. But I'm going to read y'all the story and go to a little something like this. It says, comedian Steve Harvey's ex-wife has posted a series of videos on YouTube about the breakup of the marriage of the bitter fight that followed. She says, it's hard to put something behind that keeps popping up in your life. Mary Harvey said, pointing at the Essence magazine article this month referring to her and the lawsuit filed by her former husband. And she goes to say, as I sit and talk and speak right now, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against me in Texas because, in Steve's opinion, I was responsible when Oprah didn't give him a TV show. Ooh, she said, I am being sued for that as I sit here on this sofa today. The three videos, which run 26 minutes, includes excerpts of letters and emails she said that she intercepted between Harvey and his current wife. I want to say Marjorie, near the end of her 16-year relationship with him. A statement given by CNN Monday by Harvey's lawyer said, we are appalled and aware of the videos and the other fabricated documents which were placed on the internet this weekend by the ex-wife of Mr. Steve Harvey, which contain false, misleading, degrading, disrespectful, malicious, explicit, and scandalous information. Damn, did he go in about Mr. Harvey? It says his current wife and of others. So he basically saying she kicking dirt all over his name. She putting out there. But it gets even more deeper. Like, why not go more into hot mess news? It says, Steve and Mary Harvey divorced in 2005, but a bitter fight followed in which Harvey turned my sons against me. He had me evicted from our house, thrown out, and all the business, all the money, all the cars, she said. He manipulated the courts, everything against me, she says. Steve Harvey would not personally respond to the charges because of existing court gag orders, lawyer Booby Edmonds said. He has taken necessary legal steps against the ex-wife because of the videos, which he said violated court orders, which prohibit either party, their lawyers, or representatives from discussing and releasing information on the internet and to the media, Edmonds said. We are saddened that the ex-wife has resorted to such devious and selfish behavior with a reckless regard for their minor son, his adult son, and Mr. Harvey's other children, he said. Steve and Mary met in 1989 and married in 1996, so she rode hard. She said their son, Winston, was born a year after their marriage. In the video, Mary Harvey describes the early years of their relationship as a financial struggle in which she supported his comedy career by sleeping in the car as they traveled from job to job. The couple would sometimes survive on a jar of coins kept in their trunk, sometimes by stealing gas to make it to the next city, she said, in which when Harvey's career was prospering that she realized, I was not alone in my relationship with my husband, she said. It hit me really hard when she intercepted a love letter from a mistress of their second year anniversary, she said. The letter was from the woman Harvey would later move in with and marry, Mary Harvey said. She never got an apology, she said. Steve never said that he was sorry. She said he had our house keeper pack his belongings up and forward the belongings to New York City, and after that was it. The last of the three videos included an apology letter. She said Harvey lawyers wanted her to sign. He wanted me to take the blame for it all, right in writing, she said. Hot mess, damn news. Wow. Ladies, don't get Steve Harvey'd out this bitch.
you know what? It's so funny to me because you know Steve is from Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and he and my mom went to college together, and I just happened to know his twin daughter. So yeah, it's a bit messy, but the only thing I can say is, women need to stop putting so much faith in men. Like, when you buy into somebody's hype, somebody who's just as imperfect as you, if you cut them, they bleed the same way you do, you will always set yourself up for failure. Like, it doesn't shock me because he's human. Like, I won't even be a sexist and be like, oh, he's a man. No, he's not a man. He's a human. He is capable of making the same mistakes every one of us could possibly make. Cheating, you know, getting messy, this, that, and the third. So, like, the only reason this is such a big deal is because women are looking at him like some big relationship guru. If you never put him on that pedestal in the first place, you're not shocked that he did something that humans do. He fucked up in a relationship, pretty much. You know, he got with his hand in the cookie jar, as a lot of famous people do, men and women. The availability of sex and people to, you know, be all on your panty liner on your nuts, it's inevitable when you had the kind of fame that he fell into. So, you know, I'm not shocked. I don't care. If I want to, when I'm trying to learn how to be a better woman and get that ring on my finger, I'm going to just open up the oldest book in history, the Bible, and keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I like that. Rocker Block, let's get your opinions on that situation right there.
Well, it's like who, what, when, where, but there's no why. If they divorce, you know, let it go. What is she doing all these videos about? She want more money? Is she broke now? She really sleeping in cars? What's really going on in her life? You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say.
Dal, go ahead, Queen.
Well, myself, from experience and being a married woman, knows what it's like to be with somebody and to put your all into a relationship and then invest in them, not just invest in them on a finance level, on all levels, emotional, physical, mental, in every kind of way. And not just, you know, one of those 1 or 2 year relationships. You know, I'm talking about when you actually put time in, like 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 years, 15, 20 years with one person, you know, and give them years of your life. And the reason why I kind of feel bad for both of them, to be quite honest, because, you know, until you're in that person's shoes and you really actually know what the situation was, because there's always three sides. It's his side, her side, and it's the truth. Because some people, from their point of view, over-exaggerate things a little bit. And then, you know, when people are emotional, sometimes they may say things that might not necessarily be true, but that's just how they feel at that moment. People don't understand what it is to be married, period. So I feel like unless you've been married or you've been in that situation, you absolutely will not understand. A marriage is totally different from being a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Definitely different. So, I mean, you can't really tell a person how to react. You know, I can't really, you know, be mad at her for making videos or remarks or whatever it is that, you know, she might have said. We don't know what she's going through. We don't know what her experience was. And we don't know it from Steve Harvey's point of view either. We don't know either person's side. We don't really know nobody's story. So, I mean, you could state your opinion, but like I said, unless you really have facts, you know, you really can't say too much. And as far as when it comes to a marriage, it's really nothing that you can say, because when you get married and you stand before God, you're supposed to honor those vows, divorced, separated or not. I'm a firm believer of the word of God, and when you marry somebody, that's supposed to be to death do you part. I really, to be honest, don't really believe in divorcing, and, you know, that's something I really don't, I'm not going to say so much believe in, because people are doing it. So that's just something I really don't condone, you know, but that's just how society is nowadays. People just don't know how to, you know, reconcile and put their differences aside and try to make it work, you know, but it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, I really can't say anything about it because I really don't know. If something like that happens, it's sad to say, it's not to me. I don't think that's good if he really did do those things to her. I mean, you got to put yourself in that person's shoes.
Well, even that we talk about it like this, like even with her airing out her feelings, you know, they got divorced in 2005. It's 2011 now. It's 6 years later. And for somebody to say that he turned my kids on me and blah, 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 this isn't happening. Are they suing me? And the hot mess news come in. She's saying that he's suing her because she messed up.
His show was over. But it doesn't matter because he still got his own show.
Exactly.
Steve Harvey got three different projects going on. He still does his stand-up comedy. He does Family Feud. He got his morning show on the radio, and he got his own show on Centric. What more could the man want? So I don't even see a reason for him to sue her.
Yeah, but even with that, you know, that's basically what she's saying. But when you put your all, she was walking with him for 16 years. 16
years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And for her to say, I realized that I wasn't in a relationship alone. You know what I'm saying? Right then and there, that should have been, you know, your sign to be like, look, I got to get up on my get up and do what I got to do for me. But too many times we put our faith into people, into men, and men put their faith into women like they God. And what happens is when you do that, you set yourself up for
failure. Exactly.
Anyway. Right when you did that, right when you said, I trust you more than I trust anybody in the world, and especially in the world, you know, but regardless of that, when you start doing that, then you're setting yourself up for failure. How could you put your happiness and love your happiness around a man or around a woman or around materialistic things. You know, and now her world has come crashing down on her. She done got kicked out the house. You know what I'm saying? Got evicted. The cars, the cash, the clothes, the hoes is even going too. So now she on her own. She got to start from scratch all again from what she's saying. But that's not necessarily cool. I feel quite bad for her. But at the same token, I'm glad I found this story and that it came up because it show you right there, he is going off to be successful. He going off to do his thing. He keeping it K-I-M at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But you putting all your faith, you riding somebody coattail. That's what happened when you ride somebody coattail. Stop riding people coattail, man. Get your own tail to ride.
That is so true.
Go ahead,
Rockablock. I'm just saying she got what she gonna get because she just want attention. And she went the right route to get her attention. And now she, you know what I mean? Everybody knows who she is now. But that's all she's gonna get. Cause Steve, I'm pretty sure he got a nice team of lawyers, a bunch of Johnny friends or whatever. And he's gonna do his thing. You know what I mean? He's gonna keep doing his thing. He's not, cause you know he always gives praises and glory to God on his morning show. You know, he does first.
Now he do.
Now he does. That's
Steve wasn't always like that.
Whenever he started, you know what I mean? It's still acceptable, you know. I'm not sure how God accepts that, but I'm going to leave that one alone. But anyway.
We just going to think that he trying to walk in the right way. You know, we going to say that right there. You know, that he's trying to walk in the right way now.
I'm mad she tried to kick his back in like that. Why he doing this thing in the middle of all this, you know, all of his success. She's trying to do that. That's stupid.
It definitely is.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if it's trying to kick his back in. This is why I said I'm kind of up in the air about it. I don't know if she might be doing it to get publicity or, you know, maybe she's feeling bad for herself, whatever the case may be. But it's like until you know everybody's side of the story, you really can't say. Maybe there was others. You know how people always put out what they want to put out, but they really don't put forward everything. I'm quite sure it's a lot of things that we don't even know. They only going to put out but so much. So we on the outside looking in. We don't really see what really is going on inside.
But if you look at it like this, if you look at it like this, she put out the videos. She didn't go to court and try to take him to court, and then somebody saw the videos and they put it out. She put it out herself.
She put it on YouTube.
Okay, so who you think put her up to do that? You don't think she had a lawyer that recommended that to her? She ain't stupid. She been in this industry for as long as she been dealing with him. She know how it works. So you don't think that was she was recommended to do that?
If her lawyer recommended her to do that, he's a dumbass lawyer.
But guess what? They did the same thing with Chris Brown. His lawyers made him be quiet for a long time. And then they told him, okay, now you do it. Remind you, they divorced what, 5 years ago?
What?
I don't know. I think we should stay in a time where, like, it's okay to put your dirty laundry out on the porch and let everybody see it.
She don't
like,
get a book signing.
It's about people morals, though. It's about people morals.
I think it's about greed. Like, people are greedy. You mean to tell me I can get
and
rich
hurtful.
And all and tell my and make you look bad and I can get a book deal, I can go on the radio.
Superhead did it, and
not do nothing. Like people, like if you mix greed and laziness together, and then it's just, I mean, no offense, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I enjoy reading some of the fuckery that I read on the internet. You know, I laugh. I have a good giggle at it at other people's expense. But on the same token, it makes me realize, like, I'm so glad that, you know, sometimes being famous is not what you think it is.
Think it is.
No,
like,
exactly.
I know
a lot of people would love to be
They're
famous.
They're human, just like we are.
Blow up, when I blow up, like, to all the artists that's on the phone, my hat's off to y'all. I don't ever want to be famous in front of the world's eyes.
Me neither.
Because all people do is set out to find a way to get rich off of you. It don't matter if it comes to your expense, the people around you expense, your kids expense. It really doesn't matter. And, like, after 5 years, first of all, she was married for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was riding with him when he was broke as shit. And you still had on that lace front afro, that little shit that he was wearing before he pulled it off in this way. But,
well,
lace taper. Y'all know that was a lace front because don't nobody taper ever.
You know what's funny? Now that you say that, I'm really thinking that now, too.
It was a lace front.
If you watch the Steve Harvey movie in HD, you will see that little wig tape on his forehead. But look, all I'm saying is you can't tell me she got nothing. Like you might have got put out the house, but after 16 years, if you didn't fight for something, you laid down and let him take your kids. You laid down and let him take your car, take your insurance, your health care, put you out the house. Now, after 5 years, you want to come back and fight for everything? Like, 2 + 2 = 1 for this situation. If it had been 5 years ago, maybe I'd be with it when a divorce was happening and he was trying to screw her. But if you walked away after 16 years and all you left with was the clothes on your back, then I'm not going to say you deserve it. I'm just going to say you a fool because I damn sure fight for what's mine.
Well,
like, you built this. Don't leave me hanging.
Well, just like people can be bitter, people can be real stupid. And we got a stupid mom and more hot mess news. And I'm going to tune y'all into the stupid mom now. I got some audio on this stupid mom here from my favorite white girl, Nancy Grace. Shout out, Nancy, man. Let me get into this audio for y'all, see if I can play it for y'all.
Nancy Grace, every night at 8 Eastern.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Here
all right,
is.
Cool.
HLN News and Views. Straight out to Jean Casares, legal correspondent in session, an independent baby, Jean. He's 13 months old. I don't even remember if the twins were walking at 13 months. An independent baby? How can you be an independent 13-month-old?
And he wanted to be left alone, and she wanted to leave him alone. You know, this started as a normal morning. She got up, Shannon Johnson, at 8:30. Her 13-month-old got up. She put him in the high chair. She fed him breakfast. Then she drew the bath water in the bathtub. She must have put him in the bathtub, and then she left. Why? Because she went on Facebook in the living room.
I just don't get it, Jane. Has this lady been living under a rock? Apparently not, because she's on Facebook. How many times have we talked about not leaving a baby in the tub?
Her response to that is, I know it was stupid. It was really stupid. But I know what it's like to be told, no, you can't do it. And I didn't want that for him. He wanted to be left alone.
What? Wanted to be left alone. We are taking your calls out to Matt Zarrell, our producer on the story. Weigh in, Matt.
What happened was is that she was checking on friend status and doing a game called Cafe World, which is a simulated game on Facebook. Very familiar with, like, Farmville, where users own a restaurant. And then these people can, they can build a restaurant and pick their menus, pick what food they want to order. And apparently she was so enamored with this game that she was not paying any attention to the baby because she said for 10 minutes she only checked on him once. Checked on him, she was fine, comes back. 3 minutes later, she doesn't hear him, goes back, finds him face down in the water.
How you love that. And I just want to point out to the fact that Matt sound like a straight chick.
Wow.
Cafe World.
I see that on Facebook all the time, but I've never played it.
I mean, I played it, but it ain't good enough to make me go leave a baby in the
baby
tub.
In the tub.
Come on, you're not cooking real food. You're not in the kitchen for real. You click the mouse, the food go on the stove and cook. It takes 47,000 hours for the shit to finish, and then you log off Facebook. Like,
I'll
really?
I'm on purpose if I play that game just to see what happens.
That is a mess.
How
I
that
have worked that, and I listen. I know.
I want to definitely get your opinions, man. I want to get your opinion on this. We got a call out there. I got Black G's in the building. 347-575, you not live. What's going on?
Yo, what's good, Diva?
G's, what's going on, man? I'm glad you're tuning in. Yo, just comment on that situation right there.
That's crazy. You can't leave the babies like that. You can't be leaving the babies like that. You got to check up on them. But you know,
keep checking up on them, Zobie.
Yeah, some people be so caught up on a Facebook that they just going crazy. They be putting their life up there, and they be trying to get at this person and do this and do that and play the video game. They got to take care of them babies.
How about she said he is an independent baby. He wanted to be left alone, so I left his ass alone. I gotta come out with there. Leave me alone right now. Leave me the fuck. All you bill collectors calling me, leave me alone, you damn bill collectors. If it was that damn easy, I'm just saying it like this. Homegirl was pulling up on Facebook.
At 13 months?
Babe, at 13 months. Said that he was an independent baby.
I'm
he wanted to be
baby.
Left alone. She know how I feel to be left alone. But guess what? Y'all going to have a lot of lonely motherfucking time now. You're going to have a lot of lonely time in yourself. Simple what? Sally.
13
was that lady white?
Independent.
Yes, wait a minute.
Was the lady white?
She was white. But why did we always pull the race card? Black people always do that shit. We want to know, was they white? Yeah, she was.
Listen, I'm just saying, Black people know we gotta watch our kids. We know that.
But Black people been slipping up too, because you just had a woman that let her boyfriend sat there and put the baby in boiling water.
Boiling water.
Oh, her boyfriend put the baby in boiling water?
I'm gonna see if I can pull that story up to get the audience for y'all right now. Go ahead.
That's
y'all talked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he put that
That's
baby
crazy right
in
there.
Boiling water.
I was independent till I was 24, and my mother stopped helping me pay tuition. Like, until I was 24, she was still helping pay bills. She was feeding me. I was begging. So I've yet to see a baby that wasn't born from a virgin named Mary that is of immaculate conception. I don't get it. Okay. I guess. Maybe she should plead insanity, because clearly the bitch crazy.
My daughter, like three. Yeah, she do be like, she want to do her own thing. But I check up on her like periodically. I'm up in there checking on her. She too quiet. I don't hear no splashes. I'm checking up on her. You know, but they do be wanting a long time. But 13 months, come on.
I don't believe in it, a long time for a child. You don't get a long time. It's too. All it takes is the blink of an eye for any little small thing to happen. I believe when they're that small, they should never be left unattended, period.
Oh, yeah, that's true for 13 months. 13 months.
It don't matter if they're two, three, or four. It don't matter.
13 months. 13 months. I mean, my daughter, three. She going on four. I basically, you know, I throw the wagon and put the bubbles in there, and I check up on her. She need her a long time. She'll tell you that, too. She's like, not right now.
You sound like the lady.
I don't sound like her because my baby is three going on four. That's 13 months.
But a baby is a baby. You still if you look up the law and are you in New Jersey?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay, well, New Jersey and New York are very similar, but I don't know if you watch the news, but you have children who are your daughter's age who their parents did the same thing with them, and then they end up dead. This stuff is going on in the news all the time. And the incident with the baby with the water, that happened right in New York. And at the age of 2 and 3, they're still babies. They're just not learning how to talk. They're just not learning how to be potty trained.
I wish she did just learn how to talk because she don't shut up. She do not shut up. She hold a conversation for like 2 hours. You talk. She's asleep. Or she's talking right now. I don't know.
Because if a baby's sleeping in the tub, they can't call and say, Mommy, Daddy, I'm drowning.
Oh, well, this girl's going to call me. She, daddy this. What's this over here? She talked. This hurt. That hurt. That's too wet. That's too hot. I don't know.
She can't say all that drowning in the water.
Wow. I'm very surprised.
That's why you don't put a lot of water in the tub. You put like a little bit of water, like where she can sit down, and then you put her bubbles in it, and you put her toys. She's a little girl.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, come on. I'm not stupid. You don't fill it up and then leave them and stuff like that.
I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying certain things are just a no-no to me. I actually have two. One that I have legal custody of, and one that I had on my own. And I just don't believe in leaving the child. When a child gets to a certain age and a certain height, certain weight, and especially when they're able to fluently speak to you and tell you when there's something wrong, I just don't. That to me, at 2 and 3 and 4 years old, that's too young to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how to be a parent to your child.
But when it comes to mine, that's a no-no. Well, I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is your kids at 3 years old, going on 4, they're not able to communicate and talk to you. My daughter holds conversation.
I never see you misinterpreting what I'm saying. No, I never said that.
What I'm saying right now
is at 3 or 4, they should be able, you know, when they're sitting in the tub, you give them their rag and their bubbles, sit your ass down on the toilet and let them do them. Shit, I mean, let them be independent, and you can stand in front of them and do monkey see, monkey do. Look, grab the rag. That's what I did with Makai. You know, he was 3 or 4 years old. He had his little situation going on. I'm like, you know, I'm fat as hell after the baby anyway, so I ain't really trying to bend down. My back already fucked up. So I said, look, Makai, do this. I took a rag and I fake rubbed the soap together. I lift my arm up and I started watching. And verbatimly, he started to do what I started to do. Now, this dumb motherfucker, she put a 13-month-old baby in the tub. Talk about she wanted to be alone. He didn't want to be alone. Her punk ass wanted to be alone. And then she going to go. I'm mad as hell. Yeah, right. She's going to put the baby
on there. Facebook.
Hell yeah. Then went on Facebook to confirm them. That tells me a few things about this bitch. You lazy and you can't cook. Because punk ass is on farm still. Trying to cook a damn brownie. Damn new nigga. And you know what? That's why your ass is getting blasted right now on Diva Spot Radio ENT. That's why she is Hot Mess News on here. You going to learn how to cook a nice one on while your ass is in jail for the couple of years from now on. We didn't got to the end of the show. And I have to say thank you for everybody that called in. Thank you for everybody that listening. Diva Spot Radio is one of the hottest blog talk radio that's rocking. I am the blog talk Shira. Y'all stay tuned with me tomorrow. It's Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves Thursday. Check us out. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, Hip Hop History. My co-host, Future Guru 100, is going to be live in the building. It's going to be 6 p.m. on the East and 9 p.m. on the West. We definitely getting it in. Big shout out to Nate Thal for coming on. Big shout out to Candace, my queen, coming on. Big shout out to Rocker Block Genius. Black G's live in the building. Ground 1-on-1. They coming soon. Keep your ears to the streets because they definitely coming in. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room. Big shout out to you, Brown Sugar. Hey, boo. I'm definitely thankful that you tuned in to the show. And we definitely got to link up. And everybody, I want y'all to give y'all ending statements because this is how we doing. We're going to get out of here with some music. So we're going to start with my co-host, Queen Candace. Let's go.
Ending statements. It's just always the same for me. Keep God first and everything else follows.
That's right. All right, Thal, let's go.
All right, you already know Ground 101 failure is not an option. Diva Mary J.
That's right. Rock a Block.
Here, GGBTG, to God be the glory. Everybody take care. Pray. Make sure you.
All right. Thal, bring us on. Take us on now.
trust in no man. Trust in God only.
That's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Please watch your Facebook time. Don't get addicted. Twitter is not for talkable situations. And just make sure you always stay on top of what you're doing. Otherwise, you might end up on that hot mess news. It's your girl, Diva Mary Cain. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're about to get out of here. Big shout to Lega. Big shout to Future Guru 100. Big shout to Lush Radio Online. Big shout to Y.B. And the list goes on and on. Y'all make sure, again, y'all stay tuned with us tomorrow on Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, Hip Hop History, where we get hip hop in. It's all about hip hop. I'm out, y'all. Let's go.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Diva Mary Kay.